my intuition, as I said, which coincides with the intuition of many, many other thoughtful people in this field, was that we were missing major opportunities to really do good in the world because we are not working together. And so I've been focusing a lot of my effort on creating what I would call the infrastructure to support the relationships that can yield effective cooperation on the ground. So the Alliance for International Conflict Resolution is that kind of infrastructure. It's a network of organizations that have, to a very large extent, conceived of themselves as competitors for many, many years, and yet that are made, you know, headed by colleagues, and even in many cases, friends. So it's this interesting mix of competition and cooperation. But the truth is that all of us are struggling, or many of us are struggling, with the same sets of organizational challenges as well as the same sets of challenges on the ground. And we have very complementary, I would say, complementary approaches. So the purpose of this network is to facilitate the development of not just individual but institutional relationships of trust and mutual understanding, but also to actively promote and support, including providing financial support, initiatives on the ground that test various models of collaboration, study them, learn from them, and feed them back into the field. So the network actually has three standing committees. We have a programmatic, a collaboration committee that's specifically charged with developing mechanisms for on-the-ground collaboration among ACRE members, but also more broadly with other institutions and organizations around and networks around the world. We have an education and outreach committee, which is focusing on building awareness of and support for the field in key constituencies that we haven't tapped adequately, building support on Capitol Hill, building support and appreciation for quote-unquote track two diplomacy within the State Department, within sort of old school track one circles, or even not old school, just within the first track diplomatic circles, within the Defense Department, building new bridges between our field and the security community, and those bridges really haven't been built yet. Reaching out to non-traditional funders of the field, like the corporate community, and engaging them not just their dollars, but actually as partners in looking at approaches to building sustainable peace around the world. So this is education and outreach. And the third committee is theory practice, and it's bringing scholars and practitioners together to try to bridge that divide.